Welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurth, podcast based on the Witcher universe by Polish author Andrzej Sapkowski. Today is the second episode, a special lore series detailing upcoming Gwent expansion card games dealing with Novigrad. And I didn't say it last time, and I probably should say it now, although it's pretty obvious. There's a ton of spoilers. It's spoilers for everything, so if for some reason you're listening to this and don't want to be spoiled about anything from the books, again, it's not that much, but if you want to go in completely pure, completely blank, don't listen. Come back when you've kind of, you know, read and played through everything. And if somehow you have ignored the title and don't know who this is over, this episode is over the Hierarch of the Church of the Eternal Fire, Cult of the Eternal Fire, Cyrus Engelkind Emelfert. He is introduced in Chapter 10 of the final novel in the saga, The Lady of the Lake, during the negotiations that ended the second Nilfgaard invasion. This treaty is known as the Peace of Sintra. Emelfert was not only present during these meetings, but he actually presided over them, you know, as an impartial religious man and having no stakes in the game. At this meeting were the leaders you would expect, Queen Meave of Lyria and Rivia, Foltest of Temeria, Demavind of Edirne, Henselt of Caedwin, Ethan of Sedaris, King Criston of Verdun, Duke Nytert, head of Regency Control of Redania, and of course, head of Redanian Intelligence, Sigismund Dijkstra. One thing about this is how constantly this jumps around into people's point of views, and so we immediately get inside the Hierarch's head here, as the first thoughts that come to him on page is how unworthy Dijkstra is to be here, to him, that he is distorting the atmosphere. Emperor Emir of Nilfgaard is not present, but in his stead, his representative, is the Baron Schillard Fitz Esterlin. When there is an impasse in the talks, and Demavind says that he will recognize Dol Blathana as a duchy pro bono, the Hierarch says, Salus populi suprema lex est, which in Latin means, for the most part, the welfare of the people shall be the supreme law. I also think it's like the state saying of Missouri, so yeah, the more you know. And now why Sapkowski chose to use Latin for The Witcher to do this, I guess it's his thoughts, but it does sound intelligent. The Hierarch also refers to Ciri as not only pretty, but as a half-breed, as she contains the cursed blood of elves. During the celebration bells in Novigrad, Hemelfert is blessing the crowd, and the boy king Radovid,
it is how I punish those who irritate me,
thinks to himself that the Hierarch has one fat ass that is covering him up, and he is a large man indeed. Okay, so all this doesn't really get into what the Hierarch is all about, but this will. And it subsequently is the last thing that we get from him in the books. During the parade, the veterans of the Volunteer Mahakam Army, dwarves including Barclay Elves, are marching past the kings and leaders when these thoughts race through Amelfert's mind. What a band! What soldiers! Thought the Hierarch as he blessed the parade with his trembling hands. Who are they cheering here? The Venal Condottieri? The obscene dwarves? What kind of madness is this? In the end, who won this war? Them or us? By the gods, I have to warn the monarchs. When historians and scribes are put to work, we must subject their works through censorship. Mercenaries, witchers, murderers for hire, non-humans, and all kinds of suspicious items should disappear from the annals of mankind. We have to erase them. Not a word about them. Not a word. He also thinks this about Dijkstra, this atheist and villain. Let him, like the others, be forgotten. The World of the Witcher Compendium also has very little info about him. It actually doesn't mention his name, but says the Hierarch is chosen by an electoral college, which appears to be a reference to the College of Cardinals, who elect the Pope in our world. It is priests who elect the Hierarch. They're, at least not that I can find or any reference to. any cardinals. So I don't recall any time a cardinal or anything else like that is mentioned. So, you know, maybe not. Either way, the hierarch appears to be like the Pope in that they are appointed for life and are the ultimate authority on religious and liturgical matters. It also refers to them as the de facto rulers of the free city of Novigrad. So that's pretty much it as far as the book concern, the hierarch. But you can definitely see that last thing that we went through of how Sedaproject definitely would use this and use him to lead the witch hunts that would eventually come about. And the witch hunts are mentioned. And there are certain things, such as the outcome of, say, Philippa, that can be different from what it says the future in the book and what, obviously, Sedaproject did with her surviving and getting all the way through Witcher 2 and The Witcher 3. So there's differences, obviously, in the lore that have each chosen to do. But as far as Hamilford being this absolute bastard, that seems to be pretty much spot on, true to the books, that is. So unless I've missed it, I don't think there's been anything about the Order of the Flaming Rose so far, which is not in the books, but it is out of the Order of the White Rose, in which in the game lore, Jacques de Aldersburg was like the Grand Master of the Order of the White Rose, and he turns that into the Order of the Flaming Rose. And Jacques de Aldersburg is, to me, a 100% clear direct reference to Jacques de Molay, who was the last Grand Master of the Knights Templar, who are most notable for their time during the Crusades. So hopefully something comes out about the Order of the Flaming Rose, or at least Jacques de Aldersburg, and then we can talk about the Order of the White Rose and Falwick and Tyus from The Last Wish. There's not much about them, but that was the overarching story of The Last Wish, and it had a pretty funny ending. And that's going to do it for this episode. So send all comments, questions, suggestions to witcherpodcast@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter @witcherpodcast, and all that information will be below. So until next card is revealed...